You son of a bitch.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of No Time to Bleed. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my two co-hosts, Micah and Terrence.
Hey.
What's going on?
All right, so we're back. Obviously, this is our monthly show for premium members. Obviously, if you're listening to this, thank you for signing up for premium membership. Make sure you tell your friends all about it. They can go to thenerdpocalypse.com/premium to sign up. Remember, it's $5 a month or $50 for the full year or $45 for the full year if they sign up in the month of December. All right, so let's get right into it. This episode is all about the 1994 reasonable film Speed, starring Keanu Reeves, Sandra Bullock, and Dennis Hopper, Joe Morton, Jeff Daniels, just a who's who of 90s action. I'm not sure I could love this movie more, but let me go to the two of you guys and get your thoughts on this. Let's start with Micah.
Yo, I forgot how good this movie is. And like, this is a legit great action movie. Like, they don't make movies like this anymore. And
they certainly don't.
Yo, fucking real stunts? Real what? They actually drove a bus off a ramp twice?
This movie is
because
insane.
The first time it landed too smoothly, it wasn't dangerous enough? What? They don't do shit like this anymore, man. And this is a legit good movie. I was a little worried that it wouldn't hold up. Some of the dialogue and some of the acting from Keanu Reeves is, I mean,
how dare
it's
you.
Keanu Reeves acting.
How dare you?
Right. So it's not gonna be amazing, but this movie is a legit, like, straight up awesome action movie. Like, I don't even have like a ridiculous score. Like, it's a 5 out of 5, like, legit action movie. Like, you need to watch this movie. It's pretty goddamn great. It's up there with Die Hard for me.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because the director, Jan de Bont, who's this Dutch guy, he actually was the director of photography for Die Hard.
Yeah.
So, like, that guy did, like, he did cinematography for a lot of really great movies. Die Hard, Black Rain, Hunt for Red October, Lethal Weapon 3, Basic Instinct. He directed Twister, which was also good. Minority Report, like, he's been involved in a lot of fucking movies. A lot of bad ones, too. But yeah, he still had a lot of, Leonard Part 6. That's unfortunate.
But,
but the guy has been around action movies like pretty solidly since the 70s. Terrence, your thoughts?
This is one of my favorite movies of all time. Right up there with right up there with Die Hard. I don't know how many times I've seen this movie. I was watching it last night, and I was like reciting lines through the entirety of it because I just remember everything about it. It's a great movie. I don't know what else to say about it. Like you said, Keanu Reeves acting, whatever.
Again, how dare you?
You know,
how dare you?
It's Sandra Bullock was adorable. Dennis Hopper was a psycho. And Jeff Daniels hasn't really aged that much, has he?
No. He looks like he's ready to go in the newsroom right after this movie.
Right. He looks the same age. Like, the newsroom came out with, like, 2011.
Yeah.
He doesn't look any different.
Not really. He really
looks, like,
doesn't.
5 years older.
Yeah. He's, like, a little heavier. Like, that's it. Like, okay, let's go.
And I forgot Papa Pope was... I did forget Papa Pope was in this movie, too.
I did not remember.
I completely forgot. I don't know how I forgot that. I've seen it so many times. And when he showed up, I'm like, oh, shit, he is in this movie.
Well, that mustache is fucking serious. It's like fucking Saddam Hussein over there.
I don't like mustaches.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Yeah, they just look weird, especially on him. It didn't.
Yeah, it didn't really. Like, because it kind of tapers, right?
Like, yeah. It was like not quite Hitler-y, but it was not a good look. But, man, I fucking love this movie. I really do.
Yeah.
It's great. It's 5 severed thumbs out of 5.
Okay, that's fair.
That's my score. I'll go higher, but
look, I normally don't enjoy these as much. Not action movies, but what I'm going to say in a second. I don't normally enjoy these as much, but this is absolutely 5 pop quizzes out of 5. There's so many pop quizzes in this movie. Look, the villain is great. Like, Dennis Hopper is putting in, like, work in this movie. I'm like, you know, this is just speed, dude, right? Like, calm down. But, like, he's, like, taking this shit, like, super serious. Like you said, Sandra Bullock is adorable. I think this was, like, the start for my, like, real love for Sandra Bullock as an actress. I was like, she's hard to, she's, like, really hard to dislike, especially in this movie. You're just like, oh, you're cute while this bus is, you're driving a giant bomb around. Like, the interaction between her and Keanu Reeves, I think they have, like, really good on-screen chemistry, like, surprisingly, again, considering Keanu Reeves' acting. But this is Keanu Reeves at his most Keanu Reeves. Like, he is, like, he comes off as, like, a know-it-all, like, a hotshot kind of, like, badass cop who doesn't play by the rules, which is, like, exactly what you want in one of these ridiculous-ass movies. Like, even when he shows up in the beginning, he's, like, chewing gum, like, oh, I'm too cool for this. Like, yeah, and you're just like, this guy's a dick, but I want to be his friend. Like, this guy's cool. Like, so, like, everything about all of the characters, and Jeff Daniels is good as kind of, like, the straight man, like, dealing with Jack's nonsense. Yeah, it's just good all the way around. And it's a good ratcheting up of, like, ridiculous scenario after scenario.
Yeah. This movie's 2 hours long. It didn't feel like it.
No, it's just,
like, it blazes through also. It's just a fucking awesome movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely one of the best action movies of the 90s, by the way. Easily one of the best. Also, it only cost $35 million to make and made $350
million. Shit.
Yeah,
the shit that they blew up in that movie and it only cost $30 million to make. Meanwhile, we got people not blowing things up in real life using computers to do it. And it's like, oh, this is $150 million. Like,
right.
Come on, man.
Like, look, practical effects really matter.
How much does Elmer's glue and some wood to make a model to blow it up cost?
Apparently not a lot. You get
all these fucking Alienware computers and hire all these fucking nerds to come in and digitally blow something up and you got to pay them. Like, no, man. Like, go back to practical effects. It's amazing.
I think they look better too. For certain things. Obviously, you can't have like people like flying around like on shitty wires. But sometimes the practical effects just work better, and it just sometimes has a more visceral.
You just
gotta
blow a bus up as it hits a plane.
You just do.
Yeah, and instantly explode.
Right.
Yes.
Because that's how that works.
This is a Michael Bay movie done correctly. You know what I mean? Like it. It has every bit of Michael Bay-isms in it, but, like, it's well done. It's not just all about the action. Like, there's still a good story. Like, if Michael Bay could get to this level of speed in 1994, he'd be a pretty good director. Like, this is fine. I mean, even the music is very reminiscent of, like, Bad Boys. Like, it's very similar.
It's funny you say that because I was looking this up last night. It's the same guy. Same dude did the score for this movie. And
Okay. Well, then there you go.
And The Rock and all that other shit.
Oh, all right. Well, then that totally makes sense then.
Yeah. I'm like, because the Speed soundtrack almost sounds exactly like the, remember the foot chase in Bad Boys?
Yeah. No, that's why I said that. Absolutely.
Same fucking song.
Yeah, he was just like, I don't know. Speed it up a little bit.
Let me just remix this. Because Bad Boys came out in 95. This came out in 94. So 2 years apart. A year apart, I mean.
Yeah, he just used the same track. He was just like, ah, fuck it. He was like, turn this speed down for Bad Boys by like a hair and they won't notice. Like, dude, we noticed.
He used the first part of the song for one movie and then the last, and then the bridge for the last part for the second movie.
Right, exactly. Go ahead.
I always find casting, you know, choices very interesting. You know, people who were offered roles. So various actors were offered roles, the role of Jack, but reportedly turned it down. Now I'll name a bunch of names and you say yay or nay. Okay.
All right.
Stephen Baldwin.
What? Not even Alec Baldwin? No.
William Baldwin.
No.
Jeff Bridges.
Brothers? Jeff Bridges? No.
Jeff Bridges is what? Are we talking about just
as Jack?
As
no.
All these dudes were offered the role as Jack and turned it down.
Jeff Bridges as Jeff Daniels' character,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, as Harry. That would be fine, I guess.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
As for Dennis Hopper.
No, all these people I'm naming are for Jack.
I mean, in his heyday, sure. Not in 1994.
Kurt Russell in 94? No.
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Fuck you.
No.
Sly Stallone.
No.
Bruce Willis.
Maybe. I mean, this is a Die Hard movie.
94?
Right.
He was doing Die Hard 3 at that point, right?
Yeah.
Die Hard 3 came out like 95 or 96.
Yeah. Michael Keaton. Tom Hanks.
Look.
I'd love to see that.
Look, I'm not going to lie. Michael Keaton in Dennis Hopper's role, I'd pay to see that. I'd pay.
Oh, yeah. Crazy Michael Keaton.
Oh, that would be so good.
Tom Hanks?
As Dennis Hopper's role?
As Jack.
Right.
No. As Jack.
No.
No. Now, I will say this.
Tom Hanks has he been in an action movie outside of like
Angels and Demons?
Angels and Demons movies?
No. Like no. Captain Phillips.
Did somebody see Philadelphia and was like, wow, Tom Hanks as Jack.
Yeah, that makes no sense. Like, that doesn't. Now, like, Tom Hanks. Yeah, no. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. He's the white people ambassador. He's like a too goody good guy.
Johnny Depp.
Maybe.
In 94?
Maybe.
Possibly.
I can see this next person doing it right now. Tom Cruise.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Look, I'd see the shit out of Speed 3, Cruise Control. Come on. Come on, man. That's just, look, that writes itself. I'd see that. Like, yeah.
Jim Carrey? No.
No. Too silly.
Brad Pitt?
Yeah. 94? Yeah.
George Clooney?
No. Nah. 94 George Clooney?
Nah. Yeah.
I think he's still bobbing his head, you know.
Nah.
Like it's like his neck is like his neck has Parkinson's and shit.
Like ER George Clooney, right?
Yeah, you can.
Nick Cage, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Look, again, I'd see the shit out of that movie. The bus is going 50 miles an hour. Like, no. Nah. Come on, dude. He would be ridiculous. He'd be ridiculous.
Mickey Rourke?
No.
John Travolta?
No. No.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
In 94? When did Bloodsport come out? That was like 89. Nah.
I'd probably see Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Like in his heyday, sure.
Dolph Lundgren?
No, he can't read. No, I know he's smart, but no.
Mel Gibson?
In his heyday? Fuck yes.
Weapon Gibson?
And,
when did Lethal Weapon 4 come out?
Last but not least for Jack, Harrison Ford.
He's too fucking old at that point.
Nah, he's too old.
I think he's too old at that point, too. And for Annie, Ellen DeGeneres.
No.
Offered the role.
No. although she would have been adorable, but not in the same way.
Yeah, she'd have been adorable and like, wow, you're adorable. I'd feel bad if you died, but not really.
Right.
Like, I'd pretend to feel bad if you died. Like, if you were Helen.
I mean, look, here's the thing about Helen's character. Oh, she's adorable, but also, wow, I would have sex with her. Like, that is not how I feel about Ellen DeGeneres. Yeah. Anybody? All right. awkward pause. Are there any for Dennis Hopper's character?
There were two, but I can't find them right now because I don't think they were that interesting.
Okay.
But
I think
all those, like, those actors are so, like, they kind of run the gamut, right? Like, they are very different actors.
Yeah.
To be Jack. Oh, there was one more for Annie, Sandra Bullock's character, Halle Berry.
That'll work.
She turned it down because she said, and she said she didn't have any regrets because she said it wouldn't have done anything. It wouldn't have done for her what it did for Sandra Bullock. She said for her, she just would have been a black bus driver.
Huh. That's an interesting point. I mean, was Sandra Bullock, yeah, she didn't really have, was this her breakout role?
I don't know.
This was the first thing I paid attention to her in.
I feel like Halle Berry's probably right. Like, at that point, this is 1994. Nah, bruh. Like, she ain't have, Demolition Man. That was 93, actually. So she was on the come up. So she had,
yeah,
like,
she was on the come up. Because, look, people didn't watch Demolition Man. Like, as much as I love Demolition Man, and it's one of my favorite movies of all time, people didn't watch it.
Yeah.
But people watched Speed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, that was, Speed. Yeah, no, that's actually true. Like, Speed is her, yeah, because then she had that great movie, The Net, soon after that.
The Net, with that girl from the bus.
Right, exactly. But, yeah, that's when she kind of, her career kind of took off. Although,
All right, I found them, and they are interesting.
This is for Hopper's role.
Howard Payne.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, all right.
And Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Look, let me just say this. How about Al Pacino during his fucking devil's advocate phase? I would also like to see that.
Yep.
I'd see the shit out of that.
I'd like to see Nick Cage as him.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I'll see Nick Cage as in anything, man. Fuck that. Anything like this. Anything ridiculous like this. Like, it's as much as I love this movie, the premise is very unique, but it's a little ridiculous. Right?
Is it? Like, is it a little ridiculous or is it a lot of ridiculous?
But it's a believable ridiculous.
Sure, I'll grant you that. But like the entire premise of this movie, before we get into this, is that the only way to solve problems is to go faster. Literally everything.
Right. Like the very, like we'll get to it, but the end made no fucking sense.
None.
At all. I was like, wait a minute, okay, so you're going to go faster to...
Okay.
That doesn't make a lick of sense, but all right, fine, whatever.
Yeah. Like,
but I never thought about it before. I'm just like, fuck it. That's how that works.
Look, and that's what the writers were hoping too. You never thought about it, so don't worry about it. We're just going to do it. And you're just like, that seems plausible. Okay. But yeah, no, the entire premise of this movie is that throw caution to the wind. Who gives a fuck? Hit the accelerator. But that's why it's called Speed. All right, so let's get into this fucking insane movie. So the film starts out with a guy working down in sort of like a basement of this building, and a security guard comes to check on him, and he's like, hey, you know, like, what are you doing down here? Oh, but before this, the credits in this movie, I was like, this movie's going to be good. Like, the credits were awesome. That like three-dimensional, like up an elevator type of thing. I was like, wow, this was like $30 million of the $35 million budget was spent right here.
Because it's 3 minutes. Like they make sure that you sit there and watch it.
Yeah, like you know what is going on. So this guy comes down, the security guard comes and checks on him. He's like, hey, you need a work order. Like, I need to see a work order for you being down here. Like, kind of, I don't trust it. And Dennis Hopper is the guy working. He's like, oh, yeah, no problem. And he shows him the work order and then proceeds to stab him in the side of the head with a knife, killing him and saying nothing personal, which to me felt pretty personal.
It's kind of fucked up. This elevator intro is literally started at floor 32 and went all the way down to floor 1.
Wow.
Those were the credits.
Did you guys see this in theaters?
I did not. Time I watched this, I really wish I did.
I saw this in 1994 in theaters with my mother. And dude, we were like, this movie was awesome. Like, we were so hyped for this movie. It was so good. Like, the commercials looked ridiculous. Yeah, no, dude. And I remember the credits. I was like, man, that is really cool special effects. 1994. Like, wow, they did it on iMovie. Like, this is amazing. Dennis Hopper's character is introduced by murdering someone, which is totally fun. And then so we get us
find that dude later, I guess.
They just forgot about him.
Like, fuck him, whatever.
Like, what happened to Brian? I don't know. Like, don't worry. There's people on an elevator. Who cares? So we get a scene of like this cast of characters getting onto an elevator in this like corporate building. And it's like it sort of foreshadows like what happens later, like all of these different characters, like one person's Asian, and you know, there's a woman, and then there's like a douchebag guy and like an old lady. And like there's an explosion that happens and these people are trapped on this elevator. The explosion sends the elevator like racing a number of floors, and it breaks the cable off, so they're just kind of like stuck on like between like floor 32 or 30 or something like that. And then there's a bomb called in to the LAPD, and then we get our hero showing up, and they apparently are on a trampoline because their car comes on the scene arguably 45 feet into the air, and it slams down. And that's how we're introduced, like a classic, like Die Hard type entrance. Which I was like, okay, this is what we're doing. Like, that's how this movie's starting. And like, there's like fire trucks and everything, and they're all like trying to get to Nakatomi Plaza or wherever the fuck they are. And so they show up, and they immediately throw in all their gear, and that's when you meet Jeff Daniels and Keanu Reeves' characters. Jeff Daniels is Harry Temple, and Jack Traven is played by Keanu Reeves, who again is this like arrogant hotshot chewing gum, listening to their Lieutenant Mac McMahon, played by Joe Morton with a mustache, and they're like, "All right, this is what we're gonna do." And Keanu Reeves' character Jack is like, "Hey, Harry wants to check out the bomb." And they're like, "All right, well, you guys go check out the bomb and see what's going on." They're like, "Dude, don't volunteer me for shit. Like, fuck you."
They look at him like, "Nigga, what? Okay." Like,
he looks so
that Harry has been doing this a lot longer.
Yeah, he's the expert. He's like the bomb making
expert. And like, how they never say how long Jack has been doing this.
I assume for 30 minutes. Like, he seems like an absolute rookie. He's like, I just work here. I'm like, dude, like, is it your third week? Could you shut up? I don't want to go see the bomb. Like, I don't want to get my face blown off. But apparently, Jack has this dire need to be a hero, which obviously manifests itself quite well throughout this movie. Is Keanu Reeves, like, 26 years old in this film? Because it looks like it. He looks young as shit.
He looks super young. How old is he, like? 50, what is
he's
he
like 50 51? Now. So
this was back in, this was what, 22 years ago?
Yeah.
It's about 27, 28.
Look, so like Jan DeBont wanted Keanu Reeves to.
Jan DeBont?
Yeah.
Jan DeBont? Fuck it, your name is Jan. Jan DeBont wanted Keanu Reeves to have a, quote, sensible haircut. So really? He went and got a buzz cut. And the producers were like, "What the fuck? Like, what the fuck did you do to your hair?" Because they didn't like, you know, the buzz cut look for their, you know, SWAT team guy.
Yeah, like that's what he would look like.
Right, yeah. That's what he would look like. And they
probably wanted the fucking Point Break look. You got to remember that was only like 3 years before this.
Right, like they threatened to postpone the filming because they wanted his hair to grow back. But
wow!
Everybody convinced them to, you know, that this SWAT team guy should have a SWAT team look.
Yeah, what an idea! by the way, dude, this movie is besides this and Point Break, like those two movies are his absolute. Like rocketing into action movies, because like right after that he had Johnny Mnemonic, which was not a good movie, but like Chain Reaction, Devil's Advocate, The Matrix, like boom, 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 like just like right in a row. Like he was all about it then. So you get these poor schmucks on an elevator, and Harry and Jack are like checking it out. They like get into an access panel, so they're actually like looking at the elevator, and they can see the bomb on top of it. Meanwhile, our villain Dennis Hopper is in a freight elevator listening, and he can hear like them walking around and shit, and he's like not too pleased about it. So Jack and Harry are basically looking around, seeing seeing the design of the bomb and what have you, and like kind of talking back and forth. And so they decide that if the bomb blows, like these people are fucking done. So they go onto the roof because Jack has the random ass idea that maybe, just maybe, there's a crane on top of a building that could hold up the elevator if the bomb goes. Right. Turns out there is. That's not a thing, guys. Like, why would that be there? Like, they're not building extra. Like, they just have a crane. Like, just a random crane on a corporate building. That was interesting. I was like, okay, thank you, movie trope. That makes no sense. So they grab this.
The building is still under construction at the top, right? You might have a crane bolted to the roof.
Right, but not, like, just on a Tuesday. Like. Like, what the fuck? They were just like, oh, I wonder if there's a crane up there. Oh, turns out there is. Okay, cool. And so they take the crane, and they lower Jack with the business end of the crane, and he luckily finds a giant eye bolt at the top of an elevator. To fucking hook the crane to.
This will hold.
Yeah, it's like, what? What kind of bullshit 90s action movie circumstances are those? But luckily for them, there's an eye bolt. So someone put that there for just this type of emergency. And it even looks like it's...
of instances of Deus Ex Machina in this movie.
Yeah, I was like, wait, okay. You know what? I'm just going to allow it. Like, I just love, like, thinking back to 1994 me. I'm like, yeah, that seems about right.
That's reasonable.
Yep. Okay. So
now he puts the hook on there, and the only reason why Hopper blows it is because he can hear them, and he did it 3 minutes early. So if he did not hear them, would he have blown the elevator again anyway?
I don't think so.
He said he was going to blow it, because that's why Jack was like, we got to get up on the fucking roof and... this magical crane is here, because I think he's just going to blow it up anyway. But I don't think he was going to.
I don't think he was going to blow the elevator unless he had heard them.
Money.
Yeah, unless he didn't get his money at the end. So basically, Jack put all of these people in massive danger. So good job. That will be a repeated theme throughout this film. So he does blow the elevator, or one of the parts of the elevator, and a woman almost falls out of the bottom of it. She's an idiot. And luckily she doesn't die, but the crane holds the elevator, and so they're like, yeah, it totally fucking worked. But meanwhile, the crane is not very strong and immediately breaks off of its hingings and comes flying through like the air conditioner. And luckily is stopped by like a steel beam that holds the elevator in place. So Jack and Harry rush down to another floor where they can then grab the people off the elevator as it's slowly falling and falling, and they're like rescuing people. And look, there's one guy on the elevator who is the white guy douchebag who's like, hey, what's going on? Like, get off the fucking elevator, dude. We can talk about this later.
What button'd you press, dude?
Like, yeah. Yeah, I'd be like, you know what?
Dude, in the beginning of the movie.
Oh, I'd have thrown his ass in that hole that got blown out of the side of the elevator. I'd be like, you gotta go. Like, look, nobody likes you. It's fine. So they get everyone out except for this one lady, and she's like, I can't do it. And I'd be like, all right, bye.
Right. Like, I'm not coming in there for you.
Yeah, like, nah, fuck that. And so
she, what is up with like older white women in this movie? Like, they just have death wishes.
Yeah, like they just, I feel like they, I like the young white guy. He's like, come on, lady. She's like, I can't. He's like, bye. Like, deuces. Dude, he didn't even fucking wait. He gave her one chance and was like, really? All right, well, I got a lot to live for.
That dude saw that episode of The Cosby Show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, nah. Like,
come on, cockroach. Like, nah, you go ahead. Okay.
Yep. Like, I can't believe he left. I can. Shit, you offered. Fucking gone. And so she eventually has some fucking sense because Jack, the hero's like, give me your hand. One step. And then she's like, oh, okay, you're an attractive young white guy. I'll trust you. And she jumps and grabs his hand or whatever. And luckily they all make it out and everyone's happy. So Jack and Harry are like lamenting on that guy blowing the elevator early. And they're like, man, we're such heroes. And they're like, wait, this guy's got to be in the building. And so they realize that the freight elevators haven't been checked. Which is a classic mistake by our heroes. And so they go check the freight elevator to see if our bad guy is there, and they realize that he is. So they get on top of the elevator, and our bad guy realizes it and proceeds to fire a shotgun through the roof, knocking Harry into the elevator, and then he moves the elevator up, and eventually Jack has to jump in as well. But he then grabs Harry and he has a bunch of like dynamite strapped to his body, and so he's like, oh, I'm gonna blow your friend up if you don't fucking calm down. So we have that clip, so you can start to listen to Dennis Hopper in his absolute maniacal villain role. So here you go.
The line. This day has been real disappointing, I don't mind saying.
Why, because you didn't get to kill everyone?
There will come a time, boy, when you'll wish you never met.
Mister, I'm already there.
You see, I'm in charge here. I drop this stick, huh? And they pick your friend up with a sponge. Are you ready to die, friend?
Fuck you.
Oh, in 200 years, we've come for my regret, but I have one life to give for my country to fuck you.
Go ahead, drop the stick. Do it.
Shut up, Harry.
Oh, we got all the balls in the world right here, man.
Give it up. You got nowhere to go.
Shoot the hostage.
Say goodbye, Harry.
So he does shoot Harry in the leg, which
so is... I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
What do you think of that dialogue?
I liked it. I dug it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little ridiculous. Do you think it's ridiculous because of the delivery or because of the actual words?
Who are we talking about? Are we talking about?
Huh?
Are we talking about the two of them or are we talking
just
about
that whole scene? That whole scene.
Well, Keanu's delivery was Keanu, and Dennis Hopper's was fine.
So, does it remind you of, what's that bit of dialogue in that one movie? Do you know what happens to a toad when it's struck by lightning?
Yes, because...
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
the
no.
same thing that happens to everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joss Whedon wrote most of the dialogue in this movie. He's uncredited, but... he wrote a lot of the dialogue, and the credited screenwriter wrote the actual, like, overall script. So if you have any issues with dialogue, blame Joss. If you have any issues with logic, blame Graham Yost.
Look, I don't have a problem with either one of those. It's fine. look, because the logic of this movie is insane, so henceforth the dialogue should match that. That's totally fine. Look, I mean, the way that Jack talks is he talks in, like, crazy platitudes. Like, pop quiz, hot shot. Like, why are we yelling? Like, you're just ordering a coffee. Like, relax. So, like, he talks ridiculous. But I feel like a young douchebag bomb squad guy would talk like that. He wants to be a hero so bad. Like, he's the audience in a way. Like, he wants to just be a badass. He's 1994 Jack from the Nerdpocalypse. Like, he wants to be that fucking hero, but he's, like, living it for real. That's why the insane shit he does.
I can really tell that Joss Whedon wrote the dialogue whenever I hear Howard Payne talk. because it's like yeah. even in that clip, right? Like, I forget the exact words, but he was like, oh, we've gone from now is the winter of your discontent to fuck you. Like,
right.
What?
Yeah, no, that's a very, like, because Joss Whedon is like a weirdly eccentric guy. Like,
right.
So he has like bizarre references to things.
Right. It's like that mewling quim insult in Avengers. Oh, right.
Right. Like, people had to literally look it up to find it. They're like, that's a hell of an insult. I don't know what it means. Like, oh, okay. After Googling and like researching foreign languages, I finally figured it out. Thank you. Yeah. Like, it worked, but I don't know what you're talking about. That's very true, actually. That's very true of him. That's just kind of what he does. So they get out of the elevator, and, you know, Jack shoots him. And so that makes Harry a hostage that's not worth taking, because he's got a fucking leg injury, so he can't move as fast. So Hopper's like, you motherfucker. And he runs out like into a parking garage, and then Jack goes after him, and there's just a massive explosion of what looks like a bunch of foam rocks. And then Keanu gets thrown into a door and like kind of knocked out. So
he had the door wired to explode.
I assume.
Like, how did he thought of everything, didn't he?
Well, he does say later on that he planned for 2 years.
Yeah, he did. But that particular door, because the way the explosion happened, it was just like the frame of the door. And that was it.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand how. I didn't get it.
I mean,
it was weird to me.
But I mean, I assume it's the door, like, thinking about it now. But like, the implication in the movie is that he blew himself up.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is right, because right. they think he's dead. But I'm like, you guys didn't look for blood or anything? Like, you guys are terrible cops.
Didn't bother to look.
Yeah, they're like, it was an explosion. It's good. Works for me. So then we see on television that Jack and Harry are both getting medals and citations or whatever for being badass cops for saving all these people. And then we see that that's being watched on television by Howard Payne's character. And he's like, hey, great for you, Jack. It was awesome. I'm going to fucking get you later. And so then there's a scene of like everybody at a bar drinking themselves retarded, and including Jeff Daniels. And they're all saying like, oh man, you guys are great cops, and you got lucky, you know, dance with this black woman. And it's all random fucking 90s nonsense that nobody cares about. And it's, you know, it's like foreshadowing, like, don't get dead, man. Don't get dead. I'm not going to be here to back you up all the time. It's like, all right.
Jeff Daniels is super drunk. Have you ever been this drunk to where you're just slurring your words?
Yes.
Nope.
Well, I know you.
Have you ever been that high on Sprite, Micah? the bubbles just really get into your head. No, I've definitely been that drunk. Yes.
I don't know if I have.
Oh, I have. That was like when I turned 21. I got fucking lit. I got lit. Like, so bad. But like, not as an adult. Like, not as
maybe
a,
if I don't maybe I don't remember.
Well, that would be
maybe.
Yeah. I know, I definitely
when I was early 20s.
Yeah. Well, if you don't remember
that fucking drunk.
Yeah, like that, you know, some people get that drunk on a Saturday, every Saturday. Nah, man, I got like shit to do. I got to be places. But so we cut to the next scene of Jack getting a coffee, issuing pop quizzes to people. And he sees his friend, the bus driver. I'm just going to call him Sal because he's a fat Italian gentleman. And Sal's like, hey, man, what's going on? And like, he's like, I'm going to go get in my bus. And so he gets in his bus and he drives down like away from Jack, and you know, Jack says goodbye, and he goes to get in his truck. And then with excellent camera work, by the way, the camera pans around the front of Jack's truck to show the explosion of a bus just a couple feet away from Jack, killing, I would assume, Sal, and if there was anyone else in the bus, everyone is dead. I assume it's just Sal though. And Jack, like the hero that he is, runs towards the emblazoned bus and gets really sad when he gets there. Then as he's like kind of walking away, a phone rings and a payphone rings and this interaction happens.
What do you think, Jack? You think if you pick up all the bus driver's teeth, they'll give you another medal? Jeez. You think I wouldn't have been prepared? 2 years I spent setting up that elevator job. 2 years I invested myself in it. You couldn't understand the kind of commitment that I have. You were in a man's life's work, and you think you can walk away. You got blinders on to the world. But I got your attention now, didn't I, Jack?
Why didn't you just come after me?
No, this is about me. This is about my money. This is about money due me, which I will collect. $3.7 million. It's my nest egg, Jack. At my age, you gotta think ahead.
When I find you...
Pop quiz, hotshot. There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
I'd want to know what bus it was.
You think I'm going to tell you that?
Yes.
Very good. There are rules, Jack, and I want you to get this right. No one goes off the bus. You try to take any passengers off the bus, I will detonate it. I want my money by 11 a.m.
We can't pull that kind of money in time.
Focus, Jack. Your concern is the bus. And don't try to call. The radio's down. Now, the number of the bus is 2525. It's running downtown from Venice. It is at the corner of Ocean Park.
So there you go. So that sort of sets up the premise of the entire movie, which is the large part of the movie, which is Jack trying to save these people on this bus. Is that a pretty good setup? Like, is that too much exposition, or is that a perfect way to do it?
It's a little clunky, but like this movie is very simple. And you got to get that out of the way. So get it out of the way. And they do it in what, 30 minutes? And 30 minutes in, and it takes all of 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like it's not bad.
It's a simple plot, but hey, we get it. You know what I mean? Like when you have something simple like that, you got to keep it simple. And don't drag it out. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think that's the difference between action movies of then and now, right? Which is the plots now are so overly complicated for a meathead movie. Like, the premise of this movie is a bus is going fast. That's it.
And if it stops going fast, it's going to blow up.
Like, that's it. Guys, that idea on a cocktail napkin while high on cocaine somewhere in Hollywood. I guarantee it.
Right. After watching Die Hard.
Yeah. They were like, can you imagine if John McClane had to stop a bus? And they were like, why don't we just make that a new thing? Like, all right, cool. Like, yeah. Got any more blow? Like, yeah.
Like, take Batman versus Superman, right? Like, that is it. Batman's got to fight Superman because reasons, right?
Yep.
But, like, well, Lex Luthor's in it. And he's going to do this, which is going to lead them to this, which is going to trick so-and-so into fighting him. And then I'm going to trick him into fighting the other guy. But I have his mother. But now I have kryptonite. And now Lois is here. Oh, no, there's Doomsday now because stuff.
Yeah, it's like, too complicated.
It's too complicated for its own good, man. Like, this guy thinks one thing. This guy thinks another. They don't agree. They fight. Then they reconcile. Like, that's
the premise. That's the real premise. Bus explode. That's premise, dude. Like, look, there needs to be, like, you know, I understand the desire to make, like, complicated, interesting character films and stuff like that, which I personally love. But sometimes you just got to have a fast bus driving down a highway and a guy with a crew cut trying to stop it. Like, that's it. And look, that shit works. And it works because it's simple. That's why this movie works so well. And it made more than, you know, 10 times what it cost. Like, yeah, of course. Because, look, Americans are dumb. We just want simple exploding movies. Like, that's all we want.
And it's not like the villain wasn't, well, not he wasn't complex, but he had reasons, right? He had a backstory.
Yeah, he was nuanced enough.
Slighted.
Yeah, he was nuanced enough. But, like, the other thing about this movie, which we'll get into in a second, is the cast of supporting characters are interesting. Like, they all have their thing. And that is something that you don't see in movies a lot. Like, there's a hero, there's the damsel in distress, but there's all these other people who are also in distress who all have, like, little personality. You're like, oh, you're the giant Mexican guy. Oh, you're the gangster. Oh, you're the black bus driver who kind of looks like a gorilla. Like, you're, like, all of those. I mean, he does.
I think he looks more like the Audrey 2 to me. As a dude from Five Heartbeats.
Yeah. No, that's Red. You know what he looks like? Look, I'm going to be a real dick. He kind of looks like the monster from Big Trouble in Little China. Like,
Oh, damn.
I haven't seen that in a while. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, just Google monster from Big Trouble in Little China. You'll know. So after he tells, Jack, you know, the rules and what's going on, Jack tracks down the bus, and Jack finds the bus getting ready to get on the highway in, like, slowed down traffic, and it hasn't hit 50 miles an hour yet. So Jack just runs up next to it and punches the window, and he's like, hey, I'm a cop. And they're like, no, you're a crazy person. And they don't stop the bus.
The glass wasn't supposed to break, but they were like, you know what? It makes him look like a badass. Keep it in. It
wasn't supposed to? Oh.
Wait, was it just regular glass and he broke it himself?
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, maybe he is kind of a badass. Like, again, this is Keanu Reeves at his greatest. So they don't let him onto the bus. And like every other normal white man in America. Oh, did you see that picture?
Looked up the fucking monster.
Dude, he does. He does. It's not fair, but it's true.
Fucked up.
He is not a good looking dude. Like every other white man in America, Jack feels the need that he can just take something from a black man who earned it. And he just carjacks this black man's Jaguar.
You know who that is, right?
I know who he is, but I cannot fucking remember.
He's been in a ton of things.
His name is Glenn Plummer, and he has one of the best lines in all of cinema.
Go for it.
Wasn't he in South Central?
Quote.
Yes, he was.
From the masterpiece that was Showgirls, everybody got AIDS and shit. He is the everybody got AIDS and shit guy.
To never be forgotten. That's fucking hilarious.
Wow.
Oh, Showgirls. So
I
Jack.
I want to review that movie. Like, even though it doesn't fit in any type of movie review that we do.
Just do because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, just because it's so fucking ridiculous.
It's a How did Paul Verhoeven do RoboCop and that?
How did he not do Paul Verhoeven? How did he not do RoboCop in this? Like, he's a crazy person.
No, I'm saying, how did he do Showgirls?
No, that's what I'm saying. Why not?
Yeah, you know what? Fair enough.
Isn't this movie like really long?
What, Showgirls?
Oh, it's 2 hours and 8 minutes. Okay. Oh, yeah.
No, it feels like it's 24 hours.
Yeah, it's super long. So after Jack commandeers the Jaguar with Toon Man in it, they ride up next to the bus, and Jack has the black dude write, "There's a bomb on the bus," on a note. And so Jack eventually gets the Jaguar in front of the bus. By the way, Jack is driving as if this bus is going 1,000 miles an hour. I'm like, the bus is only going 50, dude. You're in a Jag. Just drive 55. Like, it's fine. So the guy writes bomb on bus, and the note slams up against the window. And Red is like, oh, shit. And so he goes to slow down. And they at this point, they've already gone over 50. And so he's like, don't slow down, you know, which... Like, I don't know how they knew that he was saying that, but apparently they did. But then he
didn't. He drives to the side and he tells him to open the door. But at that time, he would have been below 50.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
That fucking bus would have blew the fuck up.
Right there. Like, don't up, boom, movie over 38 minutes in.
Right, because it's like at like 51 while he's still in front of the bus.
Yeah.
And he's telling him not to slow down, but he's still fucking slowing down. Yeah, this movie would have been over.
It would have been less interesting, certainly.
Yeah, that would have been terrible.
That would be a fucking hilarious alternate ending. You're like, don't go, boom, done. Game over. Like, this is a short film,
bus
guys.
Bus blew up. I don't know what to do now.
the next hour and a half of this movie is them trying to find Dennis Hopper and him laughing maniacally. So they eventually tell him, like, don't slow down or whatever. And Jack's like, look, Toon Man, I'm going to need you to hold the steering wheel. I'm going to jump onto this bus. What kind of crazy white boy shit is that? Like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, that doesn't make sense. So Keanu Reeves is like, do you have insurance? And the guy's like, yeah, I have insurance. So he opens the car door and knocks his car door off using the bus, which I thought was very sweet of him. And then he's like, yeah, let me steal your phone, black man who earned it.
Yeah, this was a cell phone in 94.
Yeah, that should have been in a fucking bag, like gigantic, a huge weight holding him down. So then Jack proceeds to be a badass and jump from the moving car again at 50 miles an hour. This is some Fast and the Furious physics, and jumps onto a bus. Like, no, he would have died. His head would have cracked the fucking stairs and it would have been game over for him.
Well, if they're going the same speed. You
know, no, but like that's like in Fast and the Furious where they had Tyrese jump on the roof of a moving car. I was like, no, you would have died, dude. Like, like your body isn't moving. Once you leave it, it can't move that fast. Like, that's not how physics work. But you know what? I'm not here for physics. I'm here for buses jumping over 50 feet careens. So it's fine.
Well, somebody did the fucking stunt.
Yeah.
Is so that a real stunt?
Impossible. Look at it. That's I'm looking at stunt. It right now. That's
but it can't be somebody at 50 miles an hour.
I don't know how fast it was, but somebody did this.
Yeah,
shit.
It might not have been at 50, but that someone really did do that.
I could
it
see.
It wasn't Keanu Reeves, but this thing says that that Keanu Reeves did 90% of his own stunts.
Really?
This ain't one of them.
No, I wouldn't. Hey, we're going to need you to jump. Nah, bruh. Don't let this haircut fool you. Like, no. Fuck that. So then he's on the bus. Jack's on the bus. And immediately, as Michael would say, Eddie Guerrero gets up. And he's got a gun. He's like, you're not taking me back, man. And he's like, dude, I don't know you. I don't know what your crime is.
You, man.
What do you think? What do you think that guy did? That he thought that this cop would go through all this trouble to arrest him.
I feel like
he had to do something heinous, right?
I feel like he's just like, I feel like he's just a Mexican immigrant. The guy was like, nah.
Fuck Mexico.
He was like, not in Trump's America, dude. You're not taking me alive. Fuck that. like, dude, I'm really not here for you. Just take it easy. Just take it easy. And so another giant Mexican gentleman decides to grab him when he's distracted. And Keanu Reeves kicks this guy in the stomach like four times because fuck you. And that guy mistakenly shoots the bus driver in the commotion. So now we have a bleeding bus driver. And then Sandy Bullock, Annie, jumps in the seat. And starts driving the bus. And, of course, Keanu Reeves has to let it slip. He was like, keep it above 50 or the bus will explode. He doesn't even say there's a bomb. The bus will explode. You're going to fucking die. It's like, what kind of shitty police work is that? Hey, keep it above 50. All these people are going to die. Don't panic. Like, oh, okay, good. I'm glad we're here now. So
yeah, give it to him raw. Fuck it.
Yeah, look. I mean, there is something to be said about the truth, right? Like, he doesn't sugarcoat it at all, which is just funny to me. So then you get, like, Sandra Bullock is now in the driver's seat, which is like, this is the hardcore premise of the movie, right? Like 43 minutes in, you've got your hero on a cell phone yelling at the villain. You've got a bus driving over 50, and you've got this poor, distressed, cute white woman saving the day, driving a bus for the first time. And of course, she's had her license revoked for, drumroll, speeding. So that's convenient. Okay, so then at this point, we've got like the helicopters and everything from the bombs, some kind of bomb squad. They decide like, hey, we should probably get involved in this, and so they go, and like everybody is trying to figure out, you know, what's going on with the bomb. Now that Jack is on it, he can look at everything, and so he opens up an access panel. And he starts looking at the bomb parts and like relaying that information to Harry. And so Harry's like, all right, look for this. And they see like a cheap gold watch. And that sort of triggers Harry into thinking like, oh, I wonder what's that all about. And so then at this point, Annie is trying to figure out, does she stay on the highway or get off? Because now there's all these like obstacles or what have you. And so... They're like trying to figure it out, and they're like careening into cars, and like now they're in the middle of fucking downtown LA and all this other crazy shit. She hits a baby
during fucking rush hour.
Yeah,
like 9 a.m.
Yo, this bomb would have exploded. Everyone would be dead. But they hit a baby carriage, but apparently it was just a bunch of homeless ladies dragging around a bunch of cans. So it is funny because Keanu Reeves is like laughing. He's like, it's just cans. Right, like,
cans. They're just cans. I'm like, that's not funny.
Like, it could have been a
baby.
Like, he started laughing, I feel like, before he knew. He was like, oh, is it cans? Oh, okay, that's also funny. So, like,
the look on your face.
So Annie almost kills a bunch of kids trying to cross the street. Like, it is just fucking mayhem at 9:30 in the morning in LA, which is pretty interesting. So they eventually have to make a hard right turn, and she's like, oh my God, we're going to tip over. And Keanu Reeves is like, no, wait, no, that's true. We are going to tip over. So he makes everyone get on to the opposite side of the bus. So that when they make this hard right turn at 50 plus miles an hour, they don't tip the bus over. The bus proceeds to then get up on two wheels as they're turning. I was like, look, maybe a little off the ground. That bus is at a 45 degree angle. Like, that is
about 3 or 4 feet.
I'm like, that is not how physics works again. So they luckily make the turn. Everything is good. And they get onto the 105 where there's no more traffic. So they've got that going for them. And so then there's an interaction between Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock's character. So I have that clip.
Do me a favor and hold the wheel for me for a second. Hold the wheel. Thank you.
Ma'am, you did very well. Actually, you were incredible. I've never seen driving like that.
Annie.
What?
It's my name, Annie.
Annie.
As opposed to ma'am?
Okay.
So, why is all this happening? I mean, what do we do, bomb the guy's country or something?
Yeah. That's racist.
No, it's just a guy who wants money.
I don't buy that. Not a very good way to make money. So, what is this guy's deal?
A while back, he held some people for ransom. Went sour, and now he's a little pissed at me.
What does that have to do with us?
Nothing. It's a game. If he gets the money, he wins. If the bus blows up, he wins.
What if you win?
Then tomorrow we'll play another one.
But I'm not available to drive tomorrow. Busy.
Oh, she's adorable, but that joke isn't fucking funny. People are gonna die. Take it seriously, Annie. God damn it.
I think Keanu Reeves is like one of the early model robots from Westworld.
It's like Annie. Oh, as opposed to ma'am. Oh, okay.
What?
You did it, ma'am. You were incredible. It's Annie. What? It does not compute. Instead of, you know, ma'am. It computes.
I get it now. Okay.
Whoa. That does make sense.
Yeah, like
he's acting fucking terrible.
Oh, it's horrible. Look, but again, I'll allow it because this movie is fucking insane. So yeah, it's like you know
there's
what?
There's a certain charm to it in this movie.
Yeah, no, it like and that's the thing is it like it kind of works. Like you don't normally get a moment where you're like, if this was acted well, it would take away from the ridiculousness of the movie. Like if you had, I don't know, who's a good action, like you couldn't have like Michael Fassbender delivering these lines. Like, what do you do? Like, what? Even he's like, what do you do? Like, why are you yelling? Stop yelling about pop quizzes. Like, for the love of God, stop. But like Keanu Reeves is such a robot in that way. Like he delivers these boring robotic lines with like he thinks that he's getting an Oscar in this movie. Like I feel like when he was saying, he was like, this is it. Like this is me going and getting my Oscar on stage this year. I'm going to nail this. Turns out not so much, but
speed.
What if he did? What if
this movie did win two Oscars?
Did it? Nerd Oscars?
Yeah. Stunts. Yeah, it was something it won not even stunts. It won best sound editing and best sound mixing.
All right, nerd awards. Those I'm kidding. But you know what? You can say the Oscar award winning speed, which I think is important to say whenever possible. So Red is all fucked up cuz he got shot and he's like bleeding out. And so Jack convinces the villain to let him off the bus because he's dying, and it's like it'll show good faith towards the police, so that maybe they'll give him that money in the end. And so they do, and their method of rescuing him is just like, I don't know, just drive a truck really close to a bus at 50 miles an hour and just throw this shot up nigga right out the fucking front door. That's not an idea, guys.
How else is he supposed to do it?
Well, later on, like, they have, like, the planks of wood. Well, no, like, later on, they had the idea of the planks of wood. They just were like, we'll just hand them. Like, that seems dangerous. Like, really dangerous. But luckily for them, they figured it out. By the way, there's a little bit of sweet 90s racism. When Keanu Reeves needs some help getting Red out of the bus, he yells at the Mexican guy, "Hey, Gigantor!" Which I thought was incredibly bigoted. I was like, "That's not acceptable. Fuck you, dude." So he's like, "Yeah, actually, my name is Ortiz." Like, "Fuck you."
Whatever, Giant Gonzalez. Shut up.
Get your big ass over here. So
fucked up.
Yeah, it was like some undercover race. And I'm like, come on, man, don't do that. So Gigantor helps him, and so they get Red off the bus. Now, this old white woman decides that she
decides to be a fucking problem.
Yeah, like she decides that her life is apparently worth more than everyone else's life on the bus, and. Which is not surprising. So
why
she's
that black guy get to get off.
Yeah, like she literally was like, "What about
the rest of us?"
Like,
bitch,
like he's been shot. She's like, "Well, I still feel like I'm privileged. I should be able to get out of here." And she's like, "Annie, I gotta bounce." And Annie's like, "Don't do that." And these dumbass cops are like, "Yeah, come on, let's go." I'm like, "Don't you know the rules,
white woman?"
Yeah, and so So Dennis Hopper's character fucking blows the step off the off the bus, and her dead body goes tumbling down, and she dies. Good, you deserved it. That was a death totally worth it. Felt good to me. So Keanu Reeves pretends like he cares, and he's like, "Oh no, we shouldn't have done that." And everyone is sad. Not really. I wasn't. Look, this ratchets up the stakes, as far as I'm concerned. Also, that woman should have died, much like that woman in the elevator should have died earlier. This was her comeuppance. So you kind of get this thought process being circulated throughout the characters in the movie that the reason why she died is because the bad guy could see what was going on. He could see her trying to get off the bus from the media cameras, from the helicopters that were flying above. So the cops make all of the media get away from them and land, so that he can't see what's going on in the bus. Then because things aren't stressful enough, we get a scene of Mac telling Keanu Reeves' character about a new circumstance that's coming up. So we have that clip.
How big is the section?
50 feet, at least.
There's a gap in the road up ahead. It's big. You're kidding. How big?
50 feet. What?
We gotta get these people off the bus somehow.
You know I can.
What did he say? Jack? What'd he say? What's the matter?
There's a gap in the freeway.
What?
What do you mean?
How big is a gap?
50 feet. A couple of miles ahead.
This is crazy.
Jack, what if I shift into neutral and just keep the engine revving?
No, you'd have thought of that.
What then? What? Oh my God. What? Jack?
Floor it.
What?
Floor it. It's an interchange. There might be an incline. Floor it.
Fine.
Again, all problems can be solved by going even faster. Is it possible for a bus to jump 50 feet into the air or 50 feet across? I don't think so.
Not without a ramp. No.
Yeah, they did it with a ramp and they did it twice because the first time was too perfect. So they had to do it a second time to make it look, you know, more dangerous.
Wait, was it an actual bus they did it with or like a miniature?
Yes.
Really?
A bus, yes.
Wow. You know what? Shout out to them, dude.
Like if it was, ramp and it's doing, like this bus can go like 75 miles an hour tops, it would just roll off that bitch.
Right.
Right. It would go down. Right.
Yeah, that would have been a fucking game over scenario.
And they would have died.
It would have slowed to 50 right as it hit the ground and it would have exploded. Like, I remember when I saw this in theaters, I was like, how the fuck are they going to do this? Like, I was so invested in the movie. I was like, there's no way they've got to figure something out, right? Like, this is not possible.
This is not how it's going to end, right?
Yeah, like, we got
to everybody die.
A special bus was used for the bus jump scene. The bus was modified so that it could reach a speed of 70 miles an hour, and it was equipped with powerful shock absorbers. The bus driver's seat was moved back 15 feet so that if something went wrong, the driver wasn't ejected from the bus. The seat itself was a suspension mechanism between the ceiling and the bus floor to avoid the driver from suffering spinal compression on impact. So, yes, they did it with a bus, but no, they didn't.
Not a real
with
bus.
A bus.
Yeah, not a real bus. Yeah, that dude would have fucking died.
Right, because somebody had to drive it.
Fuck that. They have robots and shit? No. Like, we need you to drive this bus and jump off a ramp and land on the other side. I'm sorry?
Like, I'm not. What? Hey, like, hey, guys, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm not signing up for that fucking, I'm not signing up for that trip. Like, that sounds like a terrible idea, but.
Yeah, that's insanity.
But you know what? Practical effects, guys. Practical effects.
Yeah, fuck.
I ain't doing that. So they make the jump, which is insane.
Yeah, that fucking bus literally went back. The back end was like really low. Like it looked like it jumped. That's not how physics works without a ramp.
No, dude, they would
like
have
the way the bus jumped it. It was no, the back doesn't come back. Like the front doesn't go up. Like,
no,
it had rocket boosters. It doesn't work.
It's so fucking
stupid.
Like this shit made no sense. Look at this shit.
They did a jump, but it wasn't over a gap.
Of like course not. Gap. Well, no, you wouldn't put a stuntman to die.
why not? Hell, look at all the things that they went through to make sure that he wouldn't, you know, get spinal compression. Like I figured that there would be like some sort of like small gap, you know, 10 feet.
Nah, man.
So tricky editing.
So they just ramped a bus.
Yeah, they ramped the bus and then CGI'd. They used early CGI to create the gap that you see when the tail end of the bus lands on the second platform.
Okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah, like I'm not like, I don't know, man. I wouldn't have signed up for. Hey, why don't you drive over this actual 50-foot gap? Fuck you, dude. No.
Oh, in the 90s, stuntmen were real men. You know what I mean?
Yo, 50 feet is really fucking far.
Yo, that's super far, dude. That's super far. If someone said, "Why don't you go swim, Micah, in this 50 feet of water?"
Well, I mean, as soon as my foot hit the water, I would drown. Because that's how swimming works with me.
Micah's feet, little known fact, Micah's feet are actually made of lead. It sinks straight to the bottom. But yeah, I just thought that was curious. So that's obviously the most famous stunt. So they clear the 50 feet with the process of what I would refer to as David Blaine magic. And
with like plenty of room to spare, no less.
Oh yeah, they didn't just
65 feet.
Right, like they didn't make it where like the back tires were like slightly stuck for a second. No, they just hit it and kept it above 50. By the way, no problem.
I don't think that would work either.
No, not at all.
Because when you hit the ground, you're gonna slow down a little bit.
Well, they were going 70.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're right. I feel like you'd probably get below 50. Or like we made the jump.
Fucking shocks out of the bus because it just jumped 50 feet. This shit would be all fucked up.
The best part would be it lands and like we made it and it just blows up. Yeah, you destroyed the fucking tires, you idiot. You can't do that. I think you guys forgot about how a bus works. But considering that the first time we met Jack, he was jumping a fucking sedan 45 feet into the air, anything is possible. So they make the jump.
Amazing invisible seatbelts on that bus, by the way.
Oh, those people would have got a fucking Freddie Gray style rough ride jumping that 50 feet. Get the fuck out of here.
That fucking Young Metro's video with the people on the bus.
Yeah. Just fucked up. I need a practically done speed to like practical effects of the people inside.
Oh man.
Just like rag dolls being thrown
all
about.
Your stuff under the seat and grab hold on to something like that ain't gonna work, bro.
No.
That shit's not gonna work.
No, your fucking limbs would have been everywhere the second that bus hit the ground. So then we get so they eventually get the bus after it made its jump. They get it out to an airport, so they've got like plenty of space to just drive around in circles, 50 plus miles an hour, and so they're safe for now. And so then Jack is like, "Let me get off the bus. That's not in the rules. Like I should be able to get off the bus and like talk to my friends." And I would have been like, "No, how about that? No, I'm not Thanos. I don't need to let you to try to win. Fuck you. Like, you stay your dumbass on the bus." But apparently, Howard, the villain, was feeling sympathetic to Jack and was like, "All right, fine. You can get off the bus, but don't be long." So Jack proceeds to do the most heroic shit I've ever seen and by heroic, I mean dumb white guy shit, by getting on a little death trap with four wheels and sliding under the bus trying to defuse the bomb.
Yeah, no, yo.
Those people would just have to die.
Have to die. Get out of here. We got to think of something
little
else.
Little ass fucking gurney. Like, this is a thing? Or is this something like mechanics use to get under fucking cars? No, because they fucking put stuff on platforms. Like, what is this thing for?
For
buses that are doing 50 miles an hour so you can get under the fucking...
They have one specifically.
Is that exactly what this is for?
I feel like they built this tool for this movie. There's no reason to do that. So Jack gets on this little gurney that's tied to a truck, and it's got steel wire holding it in place somewhat, and he goes to slide under the bus. Now, is it just me, or is there definitely not room for him to get under that bus initially? Like, it feels like the image they showed, like, no. It was just not enough space.
Like the shot from behind the rig that Jack is prone on, it that is not going to go underneath that bus.
No, he would have immediately hit it and slid off and died. But again, that's fine because this movie is not about logic or reason. It's about a guy saving an exploding bus. By the way, that premise is really fucking ridiculous. Like, just to say it out loud. A rolling bomb. So he eventually gets under this bus, and he's talking to Harry over the like walkie-talkie or whatever, and they're going to try and defuse the bomb. Now, Harry is like, oh, you know, do this, do that. And so Keanu Reeves is. Meanwhile, the bus's tires are kind of fucked up because they ran over this thing that shredded the tires right when they got into the airport. And so that's a problem that's just kind of waiting to manifest itself right about now. And meanwhile, just as Jack is like doing some good work on the bomb and like making progress, the tire fucking blows out and he's almost killed underneath the bomb or underneath the bus. And
because why not?
Because the attention hasn't been ratcheted up quite enough. And so Jack almost the little sled goes sliding, gets destroyed by the bus, and Jack's only way to save himself is to pull out a knife and jam it into the fucking gas tank of the bus to hang on. Because reasons. So he does, and luckily Gigantor, or excuse me, he doesn't use a knife, he uses a screwdriver. And so Gigantor is like, oh shit, let's see if we can save him, because they didn't see him come out of the back of the bus as a dead body. And so they open the access panel on the floor, and they look down, they're like, I can see him! And so he saves Jack and pulls Jack up through the access panel in the bus. And one of my favorite lines, because it's so cheesy and stupid, is Joe Morton, who is in the truck outside. He's like, how many lives you got, man? You're awesome. It was like again, guys, this is pretty serious. If we could just concentrate on the whole bus exploding thing. So Jack's back on the bus and everyone's happy, except for the fact that Jack now smells like gas. Because we're leaking gas. Because, again, a rolling bomb isn't enough for this movie. It also is about to run out of gas, so that's a thing. Okay, I guess. So they figure out the location of Dennis Hopper's character, and they find his house. They figure out that he was a former bomb squad guy, and they go to his house.
And a former bomb squad guy from Atlanta, the Atlanta PD, who wants to take his vengeance out on the LA PD for some strange reason.
He's a bit of a dick.
I mean, it doesn't really make sense to me, but all right.
He needs to get back at cops in general, I guess. So they get to the house, and they don't do a very good job as the some kind of bomb squad, because he rigged the house to explode. And Jeff Daniels sees the bomb like notice, and he just looks sad, and then the entire house explodes, and everyone dies.
Yeah, that look on his face, he's like, oh.
I didn't expect this. Like, why not?
Retirement.
I'm like, gotcha. So Dennis Hopper's character calls Keanu Reeves, and he's like, hey, killed your friend. What now, motherfucker? What are you going to do? You sad? Hot shot? And so...
Yeah, this was the best bit of acting that Keanu Reeves did.
Oh, where he like, freaks out?
He fucking flips out.
Right, when he's making guttural noises.
And pulling... A, B, C, D! See, Nicolas Cage could have played this character, dude. He'd have been perfect.
Yeah, I would have... Yeah.
Come on,
dude. The only other person.
Yeah, he would have put on a bear suit and punched that one woman who wanted to get off the bus.
You know what? I would have been fine with that. If Nick Cage had done this movie in a bear suit, I would be totally fine with it. Like, somehow that would make sense to me. So Dennis Hopper is like, look, yeah, I killed your buddy. And Jack freaks out. And Sandra Bullock is like, look, we need you. Like, don't freak out, man. Like, we need you. And he's like, all right. I'm over it now, even though my good friend died. I'm totally fine with it now. And so they basically figure out that there's a camera watching them, and that's how Dennis Hopper knew about that woman trying to get off the bus and not because of the media cameras. And so he has everybody, Jack is smart, and has everybody like look forward and stay in a neutral position. And then the cops film it and loop it back to somehow loop it to a television that Dennis Hopper is watching, which doesn't make any sense. Also, they pick up the feed in the bus somehow, which also doesn't make any sense because that's not how technology works. Like, they go to a camera guy, they're like, there's a feed coming from that bus, pick it up. And the guy's like, oh yeah, it's right here. Like, really? You didn't search for that at all? News guy? That's weird, but okay. So they get this tape and they loop it back to this feed so that Dennis Hopper's character, when he's watching it on his television at his apartment, or wherever he is, like he's like, oh, okay, everything is fine on the bus and everything's cool. So then the bomb squad guys bring a passenger van of sorts. And they use like wooden planks to put between the bus and this passenger people mover, and they get everybody off the bus. And they give Jack a rope and a pipe to rig the steering wheel and accelerator so that everything will work out when they get off the bus. Is this a good plan? I think so.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
What else are you gonna do?
Yeah. Right.
You got to get him off somehow.
Yeah.
He failed at defusing the bomb.
Yeah. And they're running out of gas. And there's an old black couple. And they seem to be totally fine. I would have been like, nah, bruh. Like, this whole thing. This is a lot of white people shenanigans.
They were old and black in 1994. They didn't been through a lot. Yeah. This was probably like a Tuesday for them.
They're like, oh, yeah, there's a bomb? Yeah, motherfucker.
Fuck it.
We tried to vote a couple years ago, and they cracked us in the head. This is fine. Whatever.
Yeah, look, as long as Jack doesn't pull out a knife stick and start beating the shit out of me, I'm all right.
It's hard being old and black. So they get everybody off except for Alan Rook, a.k.a. The dude from Cam from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And, like, he hesitates, and then the bus blows a tire, and he almost fucking dies, proving that, look, get a move on. When danger is afoot, just get a move on. Stop asking questions. Just get moving.
And he was supposed to die in the original script. He was a very different character. He was supposed to be an asshole lawyer. And then Joss Whedon was like, nah, I don't want to make him an asshole lawyer. I want to make him sympathetic. You know, his death will mean more if people feel bad for him. So they were like, okay, we'll make him a sympathetic character. But then they were like, nah, we don't want to kill him.
It's like, okay. Look, that old biddy from earlier, she deserved to die. It was fun, but like everyone else, they deserve to live. So it's only Annie and Jack left on the bus. Jack rigs the accelerator with the pipe so it stays above 50. By the way, it wouldn't just stay above 50. It would start going way close to 70, but okay. And they rig the steering wheel to keep it straight with rope. And then they tie that same rope to the access panel on the bottom of the bus. And they get on it because that's their only fucking insane option. And they get on it, and Jack jumps on with her, and he has a fucking badass heroic moment where he lets the access panel down, and they slide under the bus and slide out the back. By the way, they totally would not have fit under that bus. They would have fucking died. And they slide off, and they make it. Yay! And the bus goes careening around an airport with seemingly no one around, and it hits a plane and fucking explodes and blows up like a 747, which should have Trump next to it or written on the side, but whatever. It's the Pacific Courier airline, and it just blows up. I assume that there's no one in that plane, but let's just go with that.
I guess apparently it's a cargo plane.
Oh, that's right. There's a truck pulling it. How can
the guy pulling the guy in the truck pulling it just kind of sat there as the fucking plane blew up?
Yeah,
because you could see him sitting in the fucking car.
Yeah, and then he eventually gets out and runs. He's like, "Oh shit! Like, oh really now?
Hold on, let me look at this explosion."
Yeah, he does get out. And
he gets out and runs. But no, like during the massive part of the explosion, no, he's just sitting there.
He's just chilling. Like, there's a fucking giant fireball behind me. That's cool.
He's the same guy who drove the bus over the ramp. He's fine. He's like, none of this is scary. He was like, yep, I get it now. Gotta go. He kind of looks like Ed Norton, which is funny. So that happens, and everybody's safe, and Annie's crying, and she's like, oh, I can't believe we made it. Oh, so scary. And so then they don't take Annie along with the other victims to like a place to hide. They just take Annie along on the last part of this movie for no reason. Like, oh, you like Jack. Why don't you put yourself in massive amounts of danger too? That'll be fine. So Dennis Hopper is looking for his $3 million to be dropped off in this trash can. And so he then grabs Annie. He pretends to be a cop. He grabs Annie and takes her down into the subway, straps a bunch of bombs to her. And then we come to find out that he cut out the bottom of the trash can and stole the money from underneath, which is quite clever, I might add.
Yeah.
And Keanu Reeves runs over the money, notices there's a giant hole in the ground. I assume he did this with explosives or that Nick Fury tool from Winter Soldier. Because that's the only fucking explanation for that. So then Jack sees somebody running, and he yells his like pop quiz hot shot fucking line, and turns out it's Annie, his new girlfriend, who's got a bunch of C4 strapped to her. And then Dennis Hopper pops out and delivers some excellent lines.
I think Harry would be very disappointed, feeling that we're right back where we started, huh?
Let her go. You don't need her. You have the money. Take it and walk. Come on. Just take it and walk. You don't need her. Come on, just take your goddamn money and walk!
Stay right there. Stay right there. I'll do it. I'll let go. I'll let go. Oh, yeah. You still don't get it, do you, Jack? Huh? The beauty of it. A bomb is made to explode. That's its meaning, its purpose. Your life is empty because you spend it trying to stop the bomb from becoming. And for who? For what?
What?
Do you know what a bomb is, Jack, that doesn't explode? It is a cheap gold watch, buddy.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
You're fucking crazy.
Oh, no.
Poor people are crazy, Jack. I'm eccentric. Get the money. Let's go. Come on, let's go.
You know what? I'm going to start using that line. Poor people are crazy. I'm eccentric. But again, that whole, like, do you know what a bomb is? Like, what? That shit made that shit was insanity, dude. Pure, unadulterated insanity.
So there was one part that was cut out right before then when Annie turns around and Jack is like, Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay?
I hate you. I hate you so much. You're such a dick. You've been waiting all episode to say that. I know when you watched this last night, you were like, I'm totally going to say that. It's going to be so
I watched it this morning. Yeah, yes, there you I go. Said.
And there you go. So Dennis Hopper grabs Annie. They get on a train. He handcuffs her to a pole. Meanwhile, Jack jumps on top of the train. And Dennis Hopper proceeds to fire a machine gun inside the train, trying to hit Jack on the roof. Because he gets really pissed off when he realizes that they put fucking paint packets in with the money. And hence ruining the $3 million. Which, that might not be in the best plan. But Dennis Hopper eventually gets onto the top of the train to fight Jack. Now, Dennis Hopper only has 9 fingers. And somehow he is able to beat up a man who arguably is 45 years younger than him. Somehow. And He's like putting in work on Jack. Like, he's hitting him with the stick, which is the trigger for the bomb that's on Annie. He's punching him in the face and all this other shit. And eventually, Jack gets the better of him, because Jack, while he was up there, noticed that these red lights come every, let's say, 50 feet. And he almost hit his head on one, but he avoided it. So that was obviously foreshadowing for what was about to happen. So we have that clip. And so here you go.
What do you do, Jack? Huh? What do you do? You're so smart, right, Jack? Shit! I'm the guy with the plan, because I'm smarter than you. I'm smarter than you.
Yeah. Well, I'm taller.
All right.
That doesn't really make sense, right? The taller guy would have probably gotten his head cut off in the scene. All right, whatever.
I think he's tall. I think he's taller now.
Oh, he's taller now. Okay. Well, you were already taller than him, so it still doesn't make any fucking sense. Dummy.
I don't know, man. It's a solid line. It's a solid 90s stupid line.
Yeah, well, I'm taller.
Well, not only that, she's like, oh, he Jack gets onto the train, and Annie's like, oh, where is he? And he's like, he lost his head. Like, all right. I forgot it was 1994.
I'm way more lenient of that. Like, that is great.
Is it?
Look, every...
It's wonderful.
Like, every 90s action movie and 80s action movie requires some silly fucking line like that. He lost his head. Oh, I get it. Yeah, I was there. Thanks. God damn it. We need more of those, by the way, in movies.
Corny ass lines.
Do we? Just watch a James Bond movie. You'll get a ton of them.
Okay. Well, then there you go.
I don't want to do that.
just watch Spectre. So then Annie's like, oh, that's great. Can you get these handcuffs off of me now that you've defused the bomb? And Jack's like, I don't have the key. I mean, he literally delivers it worse than I just did. And so he just tries to brute force that shit and kick a pole on a subway down. Like, look, if bums in New York can't do it, Jack, you can do it.
Yo, look, to his credit, if I got away with the shit that I got away with in this movie, yeah, I'd try it.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. He just tried to combat boot it down. And then we get a...
You have a screwdriver? You could not screw it? Nothing like that? What about that screwdriver he used to jam into the fucking gas tank earlier in the movie?
Yeah,
he didn't have that with him.
Or the pliers he used to hold an elevator door open, by the way. In the beginning of the movie, I forgot to mention. So he gets a call from over the radio from Mac, who's like, Jack, the track isn't finished.
Yo, I fucking burnt out laughing. Like, oh, right, that's a reoccurring theme. Shit's not done.
Shit. Okay. Look, if anything, this movie is just an insult to construction workers everywhere.
Well, they take 10 years to finish it, so yeah. That's a solid problem to have.
Apparently, all over fucking L.A., construction is incomplete. And right. So they're
the
like...
L.A. Department of Transportation is incompetent.
They are. So... So he finds out that the track isn't complete, and they're like, there's nothing we can do. So Jack is like, oh, there is something we could do. We could just make the train go faster, which, as Terrence pointed out, makes no sense. There is no right. bomb on the train. Like, why would it's you like, do he's this?
Hey, there's a bend in the track. So you would want to go slow, right? Because the... Like, going really fast around a bend is going to tip the fucking train over.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just want to stop it?
Like, he can't like, he can't hit the emergency stop.
Speed it up, but he couldn't, like, slow it down?
Right, like, what, the trigger only after you shot, after the odometer was shot? Like, it can't go back down? Like, because that's how movies work? But, yeah, why would you speed the train up? That makes no sense. I try to get it to 20 miles an hour. That certainly would be less of an issue. But not that's not how Jack rolls. So he speeds the train up to over 70 miles an hour, and the train derails, and then somehow makes it up a track. It jumps a track and somehow makes it onto the new partially made track, and then bursts out of the top in the middle of fucking downtown LA. And somehow...
What's the name of that theater?
The Chinese Mandarin Theater?
Yeah, whatever the fuck it's called. That's what it's called?
I think it's the Mandarin Theater, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, which is in downtown LA. And so, yeah, it slides, like, right in front of that because, of course it does.
Because in case you forgot where these people have said they are throughout the entire 2 hours of this movie, let's get one of LA's landmarks.
That's right. Like, I'm surprised that the train didn't just go flying off the rails and smash into the Hollywood sign like, at that point. Like, Jesus Christ, we get it. So luckily for them, during the commotion, the bar broke loose and they were totally fine. And it seems to me that Annie's handcuffs also broke loose, or no? I can't tell.
The bar broke loose and she just kind of came off. She slid.
Oh, okay.
Off the bar. Her handcuffs didn't come loose. I guess they took those off
later.
At the end. Wait, let me look at this.
No, she still has them on when they're okay. making out. And he makes reference to something she says by saying like, "Oh, I heard relationships that start in stressful situations don't last." That are based in stressful situations than less. And she says, I guess we'll have to base it in sex. And then they start making out. Which, look, okay. Like,
yeah. Sure.
That's
total... And guess what? She was right, because they're not together in the next movie.
Yep. Who made that choice, by the way? Let's not bring Keanu Reeves back for Speed 2.
I think Keanu Reeves made that choice.
But it was directed by the same guy.
And?
Yeah, I would, dude. I would have come back.
Did he sign a contract?
Yeah, no, I would have come back though, because look, I've never seen
the title and was like, that doesn't compute.
Right, that
cruise control means you're in control. You're not speeding.
I've never seen the second movie.
No, me neither.
I've never seen the entirety of it.
No, I was like, and look, they had a good villain. It's fucking the Green Goblin, right?
Yeah, Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe. He's a good villain, but I'm not watching Sandy Bullock on a cruise ship with great value Keanu Reeves.
Great value Keanu Reeves. Jason Patrick?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, he's barely great value Keanu Reeves. So that's it. Credits. They keep making out. Dennis Hopper doesn't have a head, and all is right with the world. And Harry is dead.
Yeah, right.
No sadness there. Just, all right, he's dead. Whatever.
He just had that one blow up moment, and then he's like, all right, well, my partner's dead. I still got to save these people's lives. A lot of people died in the process because they ran into all kinds of shit.
Oh, yeah. Look, there's definitely some subway workers who were murdered. Okay,
Who's going to pay to have all those cars fixed? Like when they were getting on and off the off ramps and plowing through cars.
So many vehicles.
The everybody's got AIDS and shit guy has his car destroyed. Like the door came off. Like who's going to look out for the everybody got AIDS and shit guy?
Jack. I assume Jack will be paying out of his expensive bomb squad pension that he'll be paying for.
How does that happen? Like if a cop commandeers your vehicle and it gets fucked up, what happens?
I think the police department does pay for it.
They pay for it.
I think so. I think that's true. I mean, hey, they should.
They fucking better.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, look, you knocked the door off of my fucking Jaguar, you asshole. Was that necessary? I don't think so.
Like making up shit that was fucked up with the car.
Oh yeah, like transmission. Yeah.
Yeah, my fucking
spark plugs are bad.
Shit is undroppable.
Get me a new one. It's really funny. All right, that's it for us. Any parting words about this movie?
Go see it.
Yeah, if you haven't watched this movie, just watch it. It's really good.
I think it's a perfect 90s action movie. In my opinion, it's perfect. There is nothing about this movie that seems any more ridiculous than it needs to be. Take that for what that's worth. All right, we will see you guys next month for a brand new episode of No Time to Bleed. Later, guys.
See ya.
Easy.
Bye. Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.